Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for. 17, why does General Hux need to gather all of his troops just to tell them he's about to break?
Oh my God, this one.
Yeah, it's like if you want to be totally badass and do cool stuff, don't broadcast it, bro.
Why does General Hux need to gather all his troops just to tell them he's about to press a button and destroy the entire Republic?
Oh, man.
That's rad.
It's so laughable. I'm sorry. I can't even take that one halfway seriously.
Well, again, you can go to the real world and, you know, though that big speech and that gathering, you know, is heavily influenced by the big Nazi rallies that they had. And I believe in the making of the Force Awakens book, one of the concept pictures is someone just drew, they kind of copied a photo from one of those rallies and added in TIE fighters instead of soldiers.
Right.
And the other thing, I was fascinated when that special effects reel was released, at what bits of those scenes were there and what was green screened. That was like, you know, and to the film's credit, it's only when Rey's speeder sort of zips past on Jakku that I go, oh, CGI. Like, it's so seamless to me.
It was used in very, very intelligent ways, for sure. I mean, like, set extensions was just something that you have to, like, do. And that was most of the time that it was used. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with them making that film look that way. You know what I mean? Like, Star Wars has CGI in it, and some do and some don't. So I'm cool with it. I like the way it looked, especially. The actual, like, it looked massive. There were, like, you could see, like, AT-AT walkers, like, out there on the side and all of the different troops and stuff like that. So even though that scene is clearly, like, not real, it was so cool that you didn't care.
And I think it's a very kind of strong arm argument about, like, people didn't like The Phantom Menace or the prequels because of CGI. Like, and then when people go, well, The Force Awakens had more CGI spots. Take that, prequel haters. And it's like, you're changing the argument. It's not.
Yeah.
It's how it's used and how it relates to the actor's performance. It's not like, put it everywhere. I don't care. But
the thing I don't like about that kind of stuff is that it belittles the actual progressions and places that Lucas and ILM took us. It's saying, let's sweep that under the rug and pretend like CGI sucks. When it really doesn't, because without those movies, you don't get this movie.
Mm.
Without the advances that happen. So a part of me goes, yeah, like I do like when it's pointed out that all of the tricks in the bag were, like, used, which Kathleen Kennedy said, like, one time, and was the most honest, I think, thing said about the visual effects and the marketing of this film. That said, it's like, yeah, it's execution, as you're saying. It's 100% how it is used and the way it is used. And if you could do it or not isn't really the point. It's how does it feel when it's put together? And people really don't have a problem with CGI when they watch the prequels. They have a problem with other things, but that's what they put it on, I think.
Yeah, I sort of think it's the overuse of it that then affected the acting. Like, and also sometimes the scenes, I don't get a grasp, like the layout of a room sometimes doesn't seem real. Like, whereas, like, take at the end of The Phantom Menace, the, you know, the power plant or whatever that was.
Yeah, the plasma mine or whatever with the red gate.
Yeah, well, even before, when they're on all the platforms.
Oh, right.
I didn't sort of feel like I had an idea of where everything was compared to, like, a Bespin, the freezing chamber, or the Emperor's throne room, where I had a real concept of where they were fighting in relation to where they'd just been, to where the Emperor was. I sort of thought that perspective was kind of lost in that right. that big room. So it's just things like that. And to say it has more CGI, so take that, prequel haters, it's you're twisting the argument. And I actually cannot stand the term prequel hater. I just think it's... I think it's just chucking everything in the one bucket, and it's a bit of a... like fingers in the ear, not actually listening right. to what people like. It's, you know, bits of it are great, and then there's bits that I could do without, but I still watch them and I still like really enjoy them. And the whole thing of, you know, now the new catchphrase is traitor, or tell that to Kanja Club, and it's like nah, tell it to me. I'm interested on your point of view. To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.